Hey guys, it's Anis. I've really had like no serious time to do audios this week. Either have just generally been tired or kind of distracted. Distracted is a good word. Or working, or D&D, or movie night, or whatever the hell fuck I'm doing. I think I'm probably going to slip out of movie night once we finish the Studio Ghibli films. We have two left, so after that, they were probably going to do Quentin Tarantino films, but I kind of want my Thursdays back. It's going to give me so much more time to like do audios and stuff like that, which I really want to do. I think I'm going to try to do my double feature thing today. I'm going to try anyway. Also, I put up some scripts, some fantasy scripts for anybody who wants to check those out. There's some real sweet stuff in there. There's some vor and snuff, and there's some rape, and there's like three different ones, I think, where there's like non-humans, and so it should appeal to a lot of folks. But anyway, I wanted to do something to kill a little time, and a lot of people were doing this one, this questionnaire. It's really all over, and it's easy to answer questions for the most part, which I like. So anyway, thanks for making this, by the way, Belle, and let me go ahead and get in. Number one, what do you think the way you walk says about you? I mean, I would think it probably says that I'm confident, that I'm carefree, I'm whimsical. I mean, I'm the kind of person that really doesn't give two shits less about what random people think about me. I'll say whatever the fuck I want. Like, I mean, I'm obviously going to restrain myself in certain situations and be professional if I have to, or if there's children around, I'm not going to say weird shit around them if I can help it. But I mean, like, I absolutely walk with quiet confidence, relaxed, my hands behind my back sometimes. Number two, which Dr. Seuss character would you be and why? Is this character like you or someone you aspire to be like? I haven't really read a hell of a lot of Dr. Seuss, honestly, when I was a kid. I guess the Cat in the Hat was probably the most like me from the past, where I was like, I was pretty wild and I would cause some scenes when I got a little crunk, if there's not a better word for that. So let's go with that. That's not me anymore though. Three, do you like poetry? If so, do you have a favorite poet or poem? If it's short or if you feel like it, please feel free to do a reading if you like. I really don't want to read a poem, considering how long I expect this questionnaire to be. But I'll go ahead and say my favorite poet is probably Edgar Allan Poe. I love macabre shit. Like, any macabre shit is pretty fucking tight. That's why Stephen King and, like, H.P. Lovecraft and, like, Edgar Allan Poe, dudes like that are my go-to choices to read if I'm not reading something fantasy-wise. Favorite poem, though? Like, cliche, but I love The Raven. I wish we could say short story, and then I'd be like Cask of Amontillado, or am I saying it right? I'm kind of hungover. I had a long night in playing a show last night, so I might be a little brain dead. Number four, tell me a joke. Puns count. Your mother is so morbidly obese that she should probably get a doctor to look at that, because that's an unhealthy lifestyle. Number five, pick your weapon of choice for zombie killing. Do I only get one? A machete. A gun will run out of bullets, and you're going to be competing for bullets with other people.
A machete, however, provided you can keep sharpening it, will go forever. And it has about as much cutting power as you're going to get out of a blade. I mean, if you could keep up with a katana and knew how to use it, that'd be perfect. But who the fuck's going to have one and know how to use it, you know, and take care of it? So I'd probably just bring a machete. Number six, how do you feel around large groups of crowds of people? It depends on how I feel. Like, most of the time, I don't give a shit. Like, I used to feel really anxious about large crowds of people, like, back in high school. Like, it was, like, freshman year. Like, I had so much I had a lot of anxiety. Like, I mean, I had boatloads of it. It was stupid. I was constantly worried people were staring at me. And it made it worse when there was, like, a lot of people. Like, it was nerve-wracking. It made walking to the bus from class, like, to go home, like, one of the most, like, shitty times of the day. But I've grown out of a lot of those problems now, thankfully. I still got my quips, but nothing that keeps me from, like, enjoying myself or going into public. Number seven. Describe a moment when you became aroused at an inappropriate time. How did you handle the situation? There's been plenty of times, let me tell you. It happens almost every day at work. I'll just be straight up. It was already that way before I really, like, started getting on Gone Wild Audio and actively contributing to the community. But ever since I got on Gone Wild Audio, it got worse. And sometimes I get off at work. I don't even care. Like, sometimes when I'm on break, I just go in there, I get at it, I get out, I listen to some music. Like, it's not even that big of a deal. Other times, have I been aroused inappropriately? I can guarantee there's been other times that it was probably not a good idea. But there's just, that's the thing that pops into my head, seeing as how it's 5 days a week, you know. Number eight. Do you think anyone ever has a good first time, aka losing their virginity? If you are one of the mythical few, please tell me about it. Now, this question, it's important to ask, like, what exactly do you value about a good sexual experience? Do you feel like you have to come every single time? Because you don't. Like, for me, sex is like just a wonderful teamwork deal where two people are enjoying themselves. And even if neither of you come, you probably still had a really good time, hopefully, you know? Stop worrying so much about finishing. It's not even a big deal. But, yeah, so it comes back to, like, what's good exactly? If you didn't finish, I mean, no big deal. When I had sex for the first time, I was so nervous that I couldn't finish. And I had no reason to be nervous. Like, I really didn't. My girlfriend was completely into it. She was completely into me. We were immersed in each other. It was great. But I was, like, I felt so inadequate. Like, I was so angst out that after we were done, like, I almost cried. Like, I was so fucking stressed out about it. I couldn't actually finish the second time we did it either. But ever since then, I haven't had an issue with finishing. But I imagine some people have had some really good first times. But it all comes down to, like, what exactly is your goalposts here about having sex? Like, 'cause I feel like you should never, and as an addendum, don't go into sex with crazy expectations. Like, don't look at it like, I've got to get A, B, and C out of this. No, like, you just go into it thinking this is going to be wonderful, and I'm going to enjoy it. However it ends up working, I'm going to just enjoy it. Number nine, robots or dinosaurs? Well, robots can actually be programmed, so on the off chance that I'm fighting them, probably would have a better chance of surviving. Dinosaurs are probably on the whole quicker and uncontrollable and feral and all those things, and fuck that. Number 10. If you were a mad scientist, what sort of mad scientist would you be? What is your mad scientist name? What kind of mad scientist would I be? You know, I might be one of those scientists that that does like body modification to people. Like, I don't know if any of you who's listening to this heard my mad scientist audio, where the scientist is basically trying to turn the woman into a naga, kind of. Not like that. Maybe more like cybernetic implants, or just like minor modification, not like full transformations. And what is my mad scientist name? I don't know. I don't want to be that guy and just come up with some German shit, like, or Russian shit, you know? But that's like, it makes the best names. Dr. Something Stein. It just works, you know? Like, that trope. But yeah, I'd probably be the kind of mad scientist that would want to experiment with cybernetic implants. And, I'm a mad scientist, so I'm probably not doing this with people's consent. Just probably kidnapping people and just kind of like, yes, good. You're better. You're stronger. Number 11. Have you ever met a famous person? If so, how did you react? If not, who would you like to meet? What do you define as famous? Like celebrity status level famous? Because, like, I mean, I've met some pretty high end, like, metal acts dudes. Like, I met the singer from Napalm Death. I met the guys in Children of Bodom. I hung out with the dudes in Born of Osiris. Let's see. If any of you guys know who Suicide Silence is, I got to shake Mitch Lucker's hand before he, like, kicked the bucket on that motorcycle. A couple of the dudes I really like in bands I've met, so I guess, like, I've met a couple of, like, famous guys in the scenes that I enjoy. Generally, though, I would love to meet, I'd probably like to meet someone like Neil deGrasse Tyson or Bill Nye, like somebody who's like really smart and is, you know, like trying to advance like human knowledge, like as a whole, and like, you know, encourage learning and stuff like that. Like, that'd be really cool to probably meet someone of like that caliber. Number 12. Tell me your favorite thing about the fall. Weather, leaves changing, pumpkins, etc. The weather. It's hot really fucking often where I live. Like, it's hot all year until fall pretty much starts kicking in. It's fucking retarded. Well, I guess, you know, in between, like, January and, like, late February, but whatever. It's hot a fair portion of the year. And, fall is just that perfect middle point of being cool, but, like, not too cool. Number 13. What's the biggest risk you've ever taken? What's the biggest risk I've ever taken? I mean, I guess, fucking around in high school, like senior year, I guess I technically took a risk by, I don't know, it's like, is this something that's like passive or like I'm actively realizing that like, oh man, like this is a risky activity and what if, you know, I guess I'll answer it in two different ways, if that's fine. Like, technically, I'd say that the best thing to answer this question is, I guess the biggest risk I ever took was I had sex with two different girls on two different occasions, like, kind of in public. Like, once was in a car and people were, like, literally walking everywhere, and, like, the other time was on the beach and there was someone walking around and some shit like that. Like, that probably would have been awkward as fuck. And I probably would have gotten in serious trouble. So, let's see. And otherwise, though, I think that the more honest way to answer the question is that I probably took a lot of risks in high school by smoking as much weed as I did and being as irresponsible as I was. I lost a lot of opportunities because of that. Number 14, do you have any irrational fears? Now, to be frank, like, irrational fears, is that basically anything that's not, say, like, heights, being killed, things that are, like, feral and things like that, like things that would probably actively destroy you. I have a fear of prolonged, like, intravenous stuff. So, like, I can't watch needle use, like, for drugs and stuff. Like, I can't do it. I can't watch it on TV. I can't look at people do it. I just can't. It makes me, like, get this weird cringy feeling in my arms, and it just makes me shiver, and it makes me, like, scared. Like, I will turn away. Like, I'll even bite my lip and whimper. It scares me so much. And it's especially worse when it's, like, an issue of me. Like, I don't know where it started exactly. I got my blood taken once when I was a kid. They were trying to figure out why the hell I was getting hives. And, like, something about the experience just... Like, I was okay with shots. I can do shots fine. But I just can't do drawing blood or, like, injecting. Like, it fucks with my sensibilities. Like, or actually, generally, bleeding at all freaks me out. Like, I had this one in this, like, situation where I cut my foot. And this was, like, back when, earlier in the year when Game of Thrones was, the new episodes are coming on, right? And, like, I was fucking around trying to get my dog under control because my roommates didn't alert me that our friends were coming over to watch it with us. It was, like, the 8th episode, I think, of the season. And, they were going to bring a dog over. I wasn't alerted. My dog was losing his mind. I was trying to get him under control. And I hit my foot on my bed frame. And, like, I felt fine. And I was like, okay, that hurt. And then I looked at my foot. And I have never seen so much blood in my life. Like, I was immediately just like, this is probably hospital worthy, maybe. And, like, I was already, like, losing my cool. I was hopping on one foot. Everybody was helping me. I didn't end up getting stitches. It didn't really need stitches. I mean, it probably could have used stitches, but I didn't really want to spend money on the doctor's visit if I didn't need to, because I'm not made of money. So, yeah, but let me tell you, there was so much blood. Like, it looked like a CSI fucking crime scene in my bathtub. It was one of the... That was, bar none, the scariest moment of my entire life. Easily. I had actually had, like... I guess I'm gonna use a new term for this. Like, day nightmare, almost. Like, slip into this awful, like... terrible vision of what happened to you, like, it's like daydreaming, but it's awful. And I had that for weeks after that. Like, it actually deeply fucked with me how awful that was. So I rambled so long about that. That's such a shitty thought. 15, Did you ever learn any pop culture dance crazes? An example, the Dougie, the Wobble. If so, which dances can you do? No. I'll admit, I occasionally like try to bust it out for the funsies, but I absolutely cannot do those things. Number 16. Do you like cheesy 80s movies? If so, do you have a favorite? I mean, like, I couldn't really, honestly, I can't really name one off the top of my head. But I'm not incredibly picky about movies. I'll watch almost anything. Number 17. How do you feel about coffee? Now, it's interesting. If I would have been asked this question a couple weeks ago, I would have said, coffee's my lifeblood. I can't live without it. I've been drinking coffee since I was like 12. Like literally every day since I was 12. My grandma was drinking it, and she had this fancy-ass creamer. And I was like, I want to try it. And then I drank it, and I'm like, wow, this is what adults drink? Jesus Christ, give me some of that shit right now. I want this for the rest of my life. And pretty much, I have just about achieved that goal up until this point. And people were saying, coffee will stunt your growth and blah, blah, blah. Bitch, I'm 5'11". I look fine. Like, and, yeah, and I mean, I love coffee, not just for the caffeine. It's calming. It has such a good flavor. And as a kid, I used to drink out of this like little mug. Like, it was so little, it was cute. It had like, it's kind of flowery pattern on it. I'd wake up on Saturdays for Saturday morning cartoons at like 6:30 in the morning. And my mom would leave the coffee ready so I could go ahead and make it. And I'd have my cup and I'd sit up, and it was just so nice. And I've been drinking coffee like daily since then. Like, it was, like, I loved coffee so much that I would actually, on occasions, like, before I'd go to sleep, I would literally think about the cup of coffee I was gonna have when I woke up. That is how much I fucking love coffee. When I started working my job, I was drinking a cup of coffee before work, I was sipping on coffee at work, and I would drink a cup of coffee when I got home from work. And after a while, it started becoming readily apparent to me that drinking coffee past 5 o'clock was probably a really shitty idea. So, the reason why I drank coffee when I got home was because I wanted to be creative and stuff. And like, the nighttime was like when my brain was working best. So I'd want to stay up, but it was killing my sleep. Although really, my sleep sucks anyway most of the time, because I get so distracted and I'll want to do other shit. I want to be like, I can write more scripts or whatever I can think of to just completely sabotage myself about that shit. I've tried to discipline myself and I'm just failing terribly. I feel like I need a shock collar or something. No, I'd probably eventually just get used to that. Never mind. Whatever. Anyway, I've cut coffee. I've cut a lot of my coffee consumption out, though. I started by cutting out the evening cup, and then I cut out the morning cup to where I was only drinking coffee at work. And I go by a strict like regimen of like when I drink my coffee. Like, I read somewhere that if you drink coffee at particular points, it will maximize your like actual like effective use of the caffeine, because it's like between your cycles of melatonin that your body naturally produces or whatever, and it helps keep your caffeine tolerance down. So I started doing that, and it helped out a lot. Like, I felt a lot nicer on the whole. Lately, though, I've been a lot more about tea. And I've gotten really used to the caffeine content of tea and the taste of tea. Like, last week, I got coffee because I forgot to bring my thermos, because I always bring a thermos and do stuff in that. So I got coffee from the cafe in my building, and the caffeine content was, like, obscenely high for me because I had gotten used to tea, and I couldn't help but think while I was coming back to my office that I'm like, man, a fucking cup of Earl Grey sounds right about the good thing right now. So I love coffee, but I'm starting to become a little switchy about my tea and coffee, so to speak. Number 18, do you drink alcohol? If so, tell me about your favorite cocktail. I absolutely drink alcohol. I had alcohol last night. I'm a little hungover right now. I had like 2 Newcastles. I had 2 of these delicious barley wines. I had a lot of Jim Beam. I'm surprised I'm functional. Ate some nasty food to absorb that last night. Anyway, my favorite cocktail though? I like stiff-ass fucking drinks. Like, a stiff-ass Mai Tai is legit. A really stiff, like, martini is legit. Like, they have some cool specialty drinks at the sushi restaurant I frequent that I love. They have something called it's like a sake slider thingy. And, like, it's made with, like, sake and some other shit. Like, you can get it with, like, ginger liqueur and stuff like that. That shit was fantastic. It's probably one of the best drinks I've ever had. Number 19. Do an impression of your choosing. If recording an audio response, if you are responding via text, tell me an impression you're pretty good at. An impression of my choosing, huh? Like a particular person? Guess a good one would be like... I don't want to say the Christian Bale Batman, because it's just so easy. Like, where is she? Where's Rachel? I've got throat cancer, so I talk like this. You know, shit like that. That's. I feel like that's the easy way. I guess I'm fairly okay at, like, Matthew McConaughey, like, when he does those commercials, like, all right. I was driving hybrids before it was cool. Some shit like that, you know, like... I can't even say that shit with a straight face. You do that shit at work with my coworker all the fucking time. Like, we are such fucking goofs. I'm surprised we haven't been fired already. Well, not like we do shit that's, like, really bad, but, like, man, we... You know what? Never mind. Fuck it. If it wasn't for us, that'd be a lifeless-ass office. You know what? I don't know what the hell I'm thinking. Just ignore me. Ignore me. I have no idea what the fuck I'm talking about. 20. Any last words? Like, am I gonna die? Is this, like, what I'm gonna say before I die? Alright. I want a set of sushi rolls with tuna. I want some with eel. I want a lot of ginger. I want plenty of fucking spicy mayo and soy sauce. I want a hookah. Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah. And give me some quality lube so I can roll one out before I go. This is just a summation thing, isn't it? And it's not? Okay. Yeah. Anyways, for anybody who took time to listen, thank you. I know I was rambling on pretty hard about some shit. I'm just kind of in that mood right now. Keep your eyes peeled. I will hopefully have some audios this week. And I might try to do some more scripts too. Because ever since getting those 6 out not too long ago, like, I'm kind of in mode. And, like, we caught up at work, so I have so much more time to do creative shit. So I'm probably going to spend a lot of that time making script notes now. So that's good. I mean, even if I can't do a lot of audios, I'd love to at least keep contributing to the community. I love you guys. You're great. Yeah, you're great. I think that's about it. You guys have a wonderful day.